It's time for tonight's postgame coaches show presented by Bearings. And, Coach, coming out of the locker room to start this game, fantastic ball movement. And there's some big numbers that pop out of this score sheet that I know you're proud of. 25 assists on 27 made baskets and just four turnovers on the night.
When you have 27 baskets and they're 25 of them are assists, that says something about the spotlight moving. And I thought our guys were sensational, and I thought John was the catalyst for that. And obviously he got 13 assists, but John's movement of the ball was the best it's been since he's been at Davidson. And just like the threes are contagious, I think the movement of the ball is contagious. And you saw he didn't miss a beat with Malcolm and Drew and Cal there in the end at the guard spots, distributing the ball as efficiently as the first group did. 18 for 39 from three. Now, we got a lot of three-point looks tonight, but that's because we did some great penetration. We jump-stopped. And when you make 18 out of 39 threes, that's a pretty impressive number.
Coming out of Friday, Coach, was there a greater emphasis on those small things of protecting the ball, ball movement?
Well, there was a greater emphasis upon jump-stopping. There was a greater emphasis upon two dribbles. There was a greater emphasis upon spacing and cutting on the arc. And I thought that Luka Brajkovic, he had 12 points, but he created problems for them because he moved from on the baseline to the low block and then in transition at the top of the key. And you saw how he got two threes tonight. I think he was two for three for three. And he moved himself, which allowed the spotlight to move instead of having his man stay cemented in the paint and not allow us to get penetration.
Coach, for those shots for Luka top of the circle, how does his green light work?
He's got the license for that. Bates has the license for that. David Christensen has the license for that. Nelson's working on his license. He still hasn't passed the road test yet. We define it as shooting license. And it's something that when the bigs break up each day, they work on that particular shot because we feel we get that deflation in transition. And again, let's talk about transition. I thought John and Carter and Kellen really pushed the ball and got us running and moving and committed to pushing the ball. And that's such a pivotal part of our offense.
Let's go back to John for a minute. His line, he had 5 points, 9 rebounds. There's 13 assists, as you mentioned. Every game, he continues to climb the ladder. With those assists tonight, he moved into third place, surpassing Chris Alpert in the history of this program.
And Chris Alpert was one of the greats. He was one of our great point guards and had the fortune of starting for 4 years and was on a lot of very successful teams. So for John to pass Chris Alpert, that's quite an accomplishment.
Another player tonight, Coach, it's come in terms of streaks as far as his looks, Mike Jones, but he had a lot of great looks. Hit 5 threes tonight.
Yes, Mike is getting great looks. He's getting a real feel for where he is on the court. And you might remember up at Rose Hill in the Bronx, Mike did have another good game. And he's a difficult matchup at the four spot. And what's really been encouraging is Mike's ability to defend. People look at him and they look at this gangly knee brace on him and thin, and they just don't think he's very athletic, but he moves his feet and the length of his arms really gives him a lot of angle and a lot of cushion, and he uses that very well. I thought he was superb tonight defensively.
You touched on Luka. How crucial will he be, especially down the stretch with movement like that, to get you guys working inside, outside?
Well, remember, Luka is getting a great relief from Bates. And they're a two-headed monster, and Bates gives him relief. And when Luka has that stamina of relief, that makes him more efficient. Just think what he does. He runs from end line to end line, and then he has to defend ball screen after ball screen after ball screen. So he has to go from under the rim, out to the arc, back to the rim, back to the arc, back to the rim. I mean, it's wear and tear, and he's constantly setting screens. So the fact that Bates has developed so very well has been a big, big plus for Luka and also for our team.
Coach, what else will you take from this win here tonight?
Well, I'm going to certainly talk about the closeouts, which is a defensive technique which seemed to be absent on Friday night against Virginia Commonwealth. This Fordham team does shoot the ball at many positions, and I thought Will Riegel did a sensational job of breaking down the tendencies of the Fordham players, getting our guys to clearly understand what each guy did, and then rehearse it, and know what they had to do to make sure that they impacted that offensive player based upon the tendencies that were explained in the scout. So give Will Regal tremendous credit for that.
Well, Coach, appreciate your time. Congratulations on the win here tonight.
Thank you.
Coach McKillop's comments presented by Barings, a global financial services firm with local roots. Barings is passionate about supporting the communities where its associates work and live and is proud to partner with Davidson College on initiatives ranging from research and mentorship to community engagement. To learn more, visit Barings.com.